I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. and Ukrainian officials began talks Tuesday in Saudi Arabia, with the Ukrainian side expected to present a partial ceasefire plan with Russia. VOA's Richard Green has this report.
Ukrainian officials, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity, said their proposal includes halting long-range missile strikes and a truce covering the Black Sea. The Ukrainian delegation also said it is ready to sign an agreement with the United States on access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals, a deal that President Donald Trump is eager to secure. But Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the head of the U.S. delegation, said the minerals deal is not at the top of the agenda. The Ukrainian delegation is led by Andriy Yermak, President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. President Zelensky said on X ahead of the talks that Ukraine hopes for, quote, practical outcomes. Richard Green, VOA News.
Heading into that meeting, reporters asked Ukraine's presidential chief of staff and leader of the delegation, Andriy Yermak, about Ukraine's main goal for the meeting.
Yes, of course, security guarantees. It's very important because we want that never this aggression never repeated in the future again. But now we think it's necessary to discuss the most important how to start this process.
Yermak said Ukraine remains very open and hope to have a very constructive, deep conversation with their American partners. Meanwhile, Russian officials reported Tuesday Ukrainian attacks involving more than 90 drones killed at least two people and injured 18 others in the Moscow region. The assault was part of an attack overnight that included more than 300 Ukrainian drones targeting 10 Russian regions, stretching from border areas to the Russian capital.